The Spirit of Aviation, heard 24 hours a day, all year long on EAA Radio.
I'm Farid Gio. Kyle Rico wants to take you for an airplane ride. Growing up around Everett, Washington, where shiny new Boeing airliners fill the sky as frequently as the sun, Kyle has wanted to be an airline pilot. The road to that goal hasn't been easy for him, as many of his formative years were spent in foster care or on the couches of benevolent friends. Through his own perseverance, and with the help of a local Center for Homeless and At-Risk Teens, and the help of a former EAA member, Kyle, now 17, is headed off to college to earn an aviation degree and a chance to fly one of his favorite airplanes.
The 747. I mean, the entire 200,000-ton or so aircraft, you know, get off the runway and fly. That was pretty amazing. And then that kind of led me to question, well, you know, who actually flies the airplane. So when I got on the first flight of a plane, kind of inspired me.
How old were you when you first decided you wanted to learn how to fly and then maybe make it a career?
I was about 12 or 13, I think, at the time. I was in sixth grade. There was a flight club at my middle school. I just remember that it sparked my interest because I'd liked flying before that. But it was the first time that there's actually something that I could participate in, I guess, in the community that involved flight. Signed up for that club, and it was every day after school, 2 hours a day. And we would pretty much just go through, like, flight simulator, and we would plot courses and everything like that. Yeah, it really sparked my interest, and I realized it was actually reachable and something that I could do.
Now, a lot of kids aspire to be pilots, learn how to fly, maybe make it a career, and you are no different than that, but you've had kind of a difficult road to get to that point.
When I was younger, I was in foster care, placed in foster care for basically negligence from my parents and abuse. After I was adopted, things there kind of ended up going crazy. So, I mean, I was at my adoptive home beginning in third grade until about ninth grade, I believe it was. I'd already started my dream in sixth grade, where I was already looking around for universities to attend that had degrees in aviation. As soon as the situation came up where I was no longer living there and I was having to basically couch surf, my main priority was making sure that my grades stayed up and stayed good, because I knew that I would have to have good grades, obviously, to get a degree to be able to fly for a major airline. Even though it was pretty difficult, you know, every day I would wake up and remind myself, you know, why I was doing the things I was doing, and even if it was difficult, I was going to accomplish it.
That's quite a feat to keep that kind of motivation going through some pretty adverse situations as far as being a teenager and having to also figure out a place to live.
My situation was pretty unstable until I ended up at Cocoon House, which is a nonprofit organization that is able to house teens that don't have a home or don't have adequate parents. Once I got there, they really helped me to achieve. I'd already been achieving my dream slowly, but they also really helped me. One of the case managers there, who was basically like a parental figure type deal, actually got me a flight with Kenmore Airlines because his buddy worked out there, and I was able to fly a small flight. I think it was a Cessna twin-engine aircraft, and I flew from SeaTac to Port Angeles, I think, and it was an actual commercial flight, and they had me as co-pilot.
Now, Kenmore also flies the de Havilland Beaver. Are you thinking that maybe you'd want to do that once you get up to the commercial level?
I mean, that would be awesome. My dream would be to fly, the heavy metal, as they call it, like a 777 or 747. So.
Kyle, how old are you right now?
Right now, I'm 17.
And you are an emancipated minor, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
What was that like to arrive at the position of saying, you know, I want to be emancipated from my parents?
I mean, it was pretty sad. I thought that, you know, in my childhood that I was ending up having to basically at 16 years old go to the court and beg them to have my rights because my mother was basically, she wouldn't sign any paperwork to let me go anywhere. My hands were tied behind my back, it felt like. And so here I was going to the court to ask them for my independence because basically of a situation where, you know, a parent wasn't making the best decisions.
Now you have some dreams to fly the big jets, and you're going to a pretty big aviation university, leaving in just a few days.
Yeah.
Where are you headed?
University of North Dakota. So there they have a, I believe it's an aeronautical science degree. It's a bachelor's degree. And they have a couple different specialties, and the specialty that I'm choosing is commercial aviation. And basically what they do is they take you from private pilot to commercial pilot over the course of 3 or 4 years, I think it is. But they also are one of the few schools that give you an actual degree for the flight training, so that every day you're attending class for aviation.
Anything else that you wanted to talk about as far as your journey from a dreamer to heading off to college when maybe it didn't seem like it was gonna happen for you?
Oh, yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, here I am. I'm, you know, 17 years old, and, you know, any money that I have right now is basically left over from my job at McDonald's, which, you know, I had to basically support myself the last couple of months. So, I mean, I really don't have a lot in savings, and, I mean, with an estimated flight cost of, I think it is $59,000 alone for flight training, and then in addition to that, there's tuition per year. I kind of looked at that, and at one point I did think, you know, that might be impossible. As I went through the process of financial aid and everything else, I mean, it's looking more and more possible each day. Kind of, you know, where there's a will, there's a way, and that's what I feel like is going on right now. Especially with the, I mean, newspaper they just published on me, I think a couple people have already stepped forward to make a donation, which really helps. Federal loans only go so far to cover the cost each semester.
Kyle, thanks very much.
All right, yeah, thank you.
If you would like to help Kyle with his upcoming college expenses, visit any Wells Fargo branch and ask for the Kyle Rico Donation Fund. More information about Cocoon House can be found at cocoonhouse.org. You're listening to EAA Radio.